Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Minister of Culture is Jim Inman Jr.
I'm just side bystander right
Me
now.
Me too.
Yes.
And back on the airwaves is our great friend and Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Smith. Smitty, welcome back.
Boys, how are we doing?
Oh, the voice.
How you been?
Oh, I am great. I am so glad to hear your voice, Joe. Welcome back, man.
Well, I tell you, I've kept asking myself if what you're, you know, doing today is getting closer to where you want to be tomorrow. And hopefully by the end of this and the end of the morning, the answer is yes. But plenty of rust, I know, to knock off, that's for sure, over the next few weeks. But it's good to be back, guys.
It's like riding a unicycle. Just find the balance, and we will get rocking and rolling just like always. We've been talking Kentucky Derby a little bit today. I've already given you the ceremonial pat on the back. I will give you the official one now. I had the chance to watch the race with Joe, and trifecta, exacta, nice day at the track, as they would say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was tough to leave Justify out, and, you know, you play the exotics, I did, but, you know, my horse was Good Magic, who ran a heck of a race, and it was nice to see Audible come up the rail to complete the trifecta in the slop on Saturday. We'll talk more about the Derby next half hour along with the IU stuff, but, yeah, it was nice to win. Well, I hadn't won a Derby, technically, although I didn't have the winning horse. I had him in there since Animal Kingdom a few years ago. So it was nice to get back, technically, roundabout in the winner's circle.
Well, that's good. Back to the winner's circle and back here on a Monday morning. So that means we had a busy, busy high school weekend. Mother Nature is finally giving us some wonderful days. What did we miss this weekend that we need to know, Smitty?
Well, I tell you, all good things must come to an end, and it did finally as Richard Hurt's North Baseball Cougars split a pair Saturday with Sullivan, losing the nightcap 5-3 after rolling to 13 straight, its second longest streak in 5 years. But North starts its week 14-4. Junior Ian Wilson 5-0. He got the win in the opener, and junior Dylan Steele homered in both games. Coach Richard broke in a young freshman, Aaron Steinfeld, in the nightcap, and Aaron responded, going 2-for-3 in his varsity debut as the DH. By the way, the draw for the state tourney came out. The locals will be playing over in Shelbyville, North and South. North through the bye, South will play Columbus East later this month. And then North, if they move on, obviously they will, since bye is pretty easy to beat. But they do run into sixth-ranked Columbus North in the semifinals. That, again, is in Shelbyville. Edgewood will play at Owen Valley, the sectional, and the Mustangs of Bob Jones drew ninth-ranked Sullivan in the opener there. Mentioning Josie's crew, the Mustangs finished second at the Jasper Hall of Fame Classic over the weekend, posting wins over South Spencer and Garen Catholic. Edgewood starts its week 13-6. Drew Walls and Luke Hayden pitch the wins. Hayden had a nice two-hit whitewash of Garen Catholic, and veteran shortstop Joe Quito scored 6 times in Saturday's 2 games. Mustangs will get its work week off later tonight. They'll be hosting Mitchell. Bloomington South, Gavin Yeske, Zach Bellini powered the Panthers to its senior night win over Franklin down at Grove Memorial. 4 hits, 4 runs, 5 RBIs between those two Southsiders. Unfortunately, the Phil Klusener Panthers lost a pair of walk-offs to Northview on Saturday, dropping them to 5-14. And Phil announced also yesterday that he's going to shut down IU-bound right-hander Alex Franklin. Just a terrible story for the kid. Arm issues puts him on the sideline after only toiling 11 innings this spring. Edgewood starts its week 15-3 in softball after claiming third place in its own invite over the weekend. Junior Hannah Figg got her first pitching start, 12-5 hitter, 14-1 over Columbus East. Lauren Carter had 3 hits, 4 RBIs to lead the way. Jenna LaRoche and Taylor Minnick also had 3 hit days. Edgewood will play at Martinsville later tonight. How about Reagan Davis? She walked off, hit a 3-run homer for the Cougs of Emily Cron. A nice cap to beating 14th-ranked B&L last week. Davis had 3 hits. Deb Jones struck out 12 as the Maroon and Gold will be starting its week 7-9. And Meg Montgomery South Girls began the week 7-10, losing its 3-game losing streak to number 3-ranked Morrisville over the weekend, surrendering 6 unearned runs. Out of Seabold Track last week, Larry Williams South boys, a 14-point win over North, while the girls' meet ended in a tie. Justin Helmer's conference Indiana champion girls swept all of the relays. Kaylee Clark won the mile and 2 mile. Meanwhile, junior Jordan Munson won the hurdles and finished second in the long jump for Tom Stokes' Southsiders, and veteran senior Senna Hendricks swept the sprints. The South fellows won the first six scored events, then went 1-2-3 in the 2 mile and swept all of the relays, posting a season best time in the 1600, 3:28.12 for Larry Williams' crew. Matt Schisman anchored both Panther units there. Teddy Waxler, by the way, won the high jump and long jump, leading the Cougars. And North held its 17-team invite out at the Cades, finishing fourth to champion, top-ranked and defending state champion, Center Grove. Ryan Muehlhaus's crew got a nice round from Jace Day. He was team medalist, a career best 71. Dustin Carver's Southsiders finished seventh as Drew Todd's 1-under-70 was good for T3 on the leaderboard there. And Gary Lee's Etchewood Mustangs finished 13th. But they did shoot the low score of the spring. Jackson Wendell, team medalist with a 77. By the way, that 310 that North shot, it was also its best round of the year in that loaded field. Well, it's Monday. Don't forget In the Zone. David Glass and your phone calls at 6. The Reds open a series tonight at 7:10. First pitch, Great American Ballpark. Homer Bailey gets the ball, looking for his first win of the year as the Reds take on the Mets. I'm Joe Smith.
Yeah, you are. All right. Look at that. You're right back in the saddle.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Beautiful.
Now, you need a sip of coffee after that. I know that, because that's the one thing you don't.
I moved and I have a new chalet here on the south side now.
The fashionable southeast side.
Well, things are more accessible here in the kitchenette, shall we say.
There you go.
Restroom's not far. I've got my cane handy, but the coffee's right here. As a matter of fact, all I have to do is extend my hand to pour my coffee. Yeah. So. And we have a new friend in Woody, and Woody is peering out the window as we speak on this sunny Monday.
That's right. He'll enjoy that sunshine in the window a little bit later there. Maybe he'll get a nap in.
Yeah.
And stop driving you crazy.
Well, one down and one to go, I guess, huh?
That was like riding a bike. Awfully, awfully smooth. Mm-hmm. Smooth. Not surprising at all. Big, obviously, big weekend turns into a big week as the sectional draws, as we talked about out there. Shelbyville for baseball, Joe, that's going to be a tough, like you mentioned, Columbus North ranked sixth in the state. You have to beat them at some point, so you might let's go. Let's get after it and go.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to try to get a hold of Richard today and get a little preview of the Cougars. They've, along with Bloomington, with Edgewood, have pounded out some nice wins. But they're doing it 1-9 in their lineup. And they lost their winning streak, but they got a nice attitude. Hey, we'll just start a new one. So now's the time of year to do that. But they've got a nice, solid ball club out on the north side.
Yep, looking good. We'll get caught up with the IU beat next time we get together. Plenty of stuff happening. Baseball, Joe, boy, they've hit the skids. That's been a rough 2 weeks for Chris Lemonis' crew. They were swept up by the Gophers yesterday. It's not the sweep that was. It was how the sweep happened on Sunday. Home run balls hurt with the back end of your bullpen.
Painful.
Reds on the radio tonight, speaking of painful baseball, Homer Bailey, it's May, and he hasn't picked up a win just yet, but the Reds fell yesterday 8-5 to the Marlins at the Great American Ballpark. The Mets have hit a tough spatch, too, so hopefully the Reds can get a series rolling in their way. We'll get caught up at 8:45.
Okay.
Sounds great, my man.
All righty, Jim, you have a great day,
you
and
too.
We'll see you a little bit later, Glass.
It's not a normal old boring Monday, that's for sure. The return of Joe Smith here on May 7th. Smitty, good morning.
Glass, it's great to tell you good morning. Blue skies, sunny, and a great start to the first full week of May. Great to be back with you, man.
It's great to hear your voice. It's great to get back to normal, and this train will be rolling down the track, and the track is smooth, as we heard in the first reports. Let's not get too far without getting into the important stuff. We had the chance to watch the Kentucky Derby together on Saturday at a graduation party over at our buddy Duke's house, and there was no better there's nothing better to see your friends do well when they have perhaps some vested interest on the old Kentucky Derby, and you knocked it straight out of the park. We had a couple invested winners there. I was not one of them. I taught my daughter a valuable $2 lesson, but you took care of business on Saturday. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, but your daughter, you know, came close. I mean, I think fifth.
Yeah, she was. Her $2 long shot was better than my educated guess.
Well, she'll look forward to the Preakness hanging onto that horse, because Wayne's going to have a couple running in the Preakness, including Ravazzo, who was sixth in the Derby. Sporting Chance is going to run in the Preakness to test out Justify. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the Derby in a second. You know, my daughter Jamie sent me a note Sunday night telling me, your body can stand almost anything. It's your mind that you have to convince. Well, with that, earlier today, I can say, using a horse term, I broke my maiden, and we move forward on a Monday. Talking Indiana baseball, they'll be home tomorrow night to 12th-ranked Kentucky. Of course, the new rankings will come out. Kentucky may go up from number 12. Unfortunately, the Hoosiers will be going down and maybe out of the top 25. And using the word unfortunately, one too many gopher balls in gopher land, three of them. Count them, three of them against the back half of that Indiana relief staff that had been nothing but lights out all year. All three of them came in the bottom of the eighth, served up by Hoosier relievers Cal Kruger and B.J. Sable, who was touched for his first run of the year after nearly 20 innings of relief efforts, and he was touched for a solo shot. All of them were solo shots, and that brought an end to a Hoosier three-run lead, and then Minnesota completed the three-game weekend sweep of Chris Lemonis' squad with a walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th inning as the woes continue. Seven of the last nine in the loss column, dropping Indiana into a seventh place in the league now all of a sudden, 9-8, and as I say, a home game Tuesday night against 12th-ranked Kentucky. 6:05 will be the first pitch, and then it's off to Lincoln to take on Nebraska next weekend. And, you know, closing out the regular season, playing on the road, that's always tough when you're dealing with, you know, seniors' night and everything like that. So things to shore up a bit, and it's too bad because Indiana knocked out 15 hits, and that was one of the things hurting them in the first two losses against the Gophers, and played errorless ball, but yet gave up the gopher ball to the Gophers, and they ended up getting swept. We look at softball. Shonda Stanton and her Hoosiers clinched third place all to themselves, 17-6 on the year, salvaging one win anyway of three that they played out in Piscataway at Rutgers over the weekend. By the way, that's the most Big Ten wins in 7 years for an Indiana softball team. The pairings now for the Big Ten tournament, which Wisconsin will host up in Madison starting Thursday, will be coming out later today. Taylor Uden's sack fly in the top of the seventh inning won Saturday's 4-3 game for Indiana. Well, we may have us another Triple Crown candidate on our hands in Justify, trained by Bob Baffert, the three-year-old Big Chestnut Colt, won the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby in the slot by 2.5 lengths over a good Magic. Mike Smith piloted the Colt, and that was his second Derby win, down through an illustrious riding career for Smitty. The first time now we've had a Derby winner win at 3 years old after unraced as a two-year-old since 1882. That's what, 136 years? I kind of liken that to Smitty. Earlier today, he was untested until today after taking a year off and breaking his maiden. But anyway, that was also the sixth straight year Saturday in the mud that the favorite has won the run for the roses, and the win was also Baffert's fifth Derby win. That's second all time. He saddled American Pharoah 3 years ago. What'd we go, 36, 37 years without a Triple Crown winner until American Pharoah won, trained by Baffert 3 years ago. So it's off to Pimlico and Baltimore on May the 19th, and Justify will be facing a lot of newcomers. Todd Pletcher, who dislikes running his horses in a two-week frame, won't have anybody that he entered in the Derby entered in the Preakness, so it'll be a new charge of Colts and maybe a filly in the Preakness on May the 19th, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Well, don't forget, it is a Monday. Dave and Glass have some work to do. Your calls in the zone at 6. And the Reds open a series tonight again at the Great American Ballpark, seeing if they can get into double digits in the win column. They're still still two away from that. Homer Bailey gets the ball. He's 0-4 tonight for the Reds as they host the Mets. I'm Joe Smith.
Hey, and the Reds at least get a team that stinks as well. Mets have lost six straight. Syndergaard's on the DL. Matt Harvey was released on Friday afternoon. These were guys that were pitching in the World Series just a couple of years ago, and given
DeGrom's hurt too.
DeGrom.
He's missing a turn or two, but he's due to be back this weekend. So,
it's not Syndergaard. DeGrom is on the DL. That's right. So he's 15-day or something like that. Hopefully the Reds can get something firing. Votto was great yesterday, 4-for-5, two-run shot, drove in a handful.
Refresh my memory. Yeah. Indiana has to finish among the top four to get a first-round bye in the Big Ten. Right?
I'm almost positive that's how it works, Joe. And they've lost 7 of 9 now, and that's just they're going to have to turn it on. The good news is I think they play Nebraska. They have not had a very good season, but at this point, as you mentioned accurately, they finally get a game where the bats light up and get going, and then they can't pitch all of a sudden. And it's the guys that have been getting everybody out. But watching those balls sail over the fence yesterday, that was tough. Yeah. That was tough because it was Gorski hits a home run to make it 6-3, and you think, okay, three-run breathing, get your breathing space. He was 3-for-3, had a great day. And when it all goes wrong, it all goes wrong. The good news is you can get a win against Kentucky tomorrow and right the ship. Baseball flips the switch like that. You've seen it happen a million times. Softball, Joe, up to, as you mentioned, up to Madison. Indiana will be the three, as you said. They will face the winner of Thursday's matchup because they get the bye. It's number 6, Illinois, and number 11, Maryland. Indiana's quarterfinal game, 2:30 Friday afternoon. So we're up to speed on that. So that's great. Shonda Stanton's crew needed to probably sweep Rutgers and have some other things happen to get into that two spot. So it was they've played unbelievable softball. And you can find the tournament information at iuhoosiers.com and all of that. The Derby, 6 years in a row, the favorite, Joe. How do they do it? You get muddy tracks, you get sunny days. How is the favorite winning every single year? I cannot explain that.
Well, horse flesh, for one.
Yeah.
You know, Justify this year.
Monster.
You know, he's about 19 hands high.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Mike Smith came back to the winner's circle with the Garnet of Roses there without a spick of mud on him.
Not a splatter.
You know, and it just shows, you know, and again, he broke the monkey off the back in the fact that we hadn't had a unraced horse that skipped the two-year-old. You know, a long time ago, not that many years ago, less than a decade, a lot of horses would race 8-9 times as a two-year-old, you know, getting ready for the three-year-old campaign because it's so demanding. And that said, now you very sell. I mean, you see a lot of horses that do not that have not raced as a two-year-old. So that said, it's he was a deserved winner, no question about it, and would become very justified if he wins the Triple Crown.
And Bob Baffert is putting him in that category of talented horses that he's seen, as you mentioned, American Pharoah, and what was his other one? He's another big horse of his that has ran well over the years. But the point is, you don't win the Triple Crown until you do it. You have to win the Preakness to have that wonderful wonderful thought, and we'll do that again in 2 weeks. Smitty, you're back. It's great to hear you.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. It's like a warm blanket. This is great. Thanks for being with us, and we'll hear from you more during the week. I'm excited to see who you reconnect with and get rolling. But we'll do this live again on Friday. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I'll look forward to it. Got Woody on his special schedule now, so he's adhered to that.
He's changing. Yeah, that's right.
We'll be ready to roll.
All right, Smitty. Great job as always, and welcome back to the party.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, Joe Smith, live Mondays and Fridays. We're back. Woody is Joe's new cat. And the Woodmeister was a kitten rescue that Joe got a few months ago. And he'll be part of the program as well as we move forward.